Welcome to The Ether. Today is Saturday, August 13th, 2022. Today on The Ether, NFT banter hosted by The Network. Let's take a listen.
Hello, everybody. Happy Saturday. Terra Spaces, Med, Dog Life, thanks for joining. Just getting kicked off. Going to give it a minute to let the tweet sink in, let some people connect. Going to just kind of wing it, talk about some Stargaze Cosmos NFTs, how the week went, what we're seeing, the hot topics of what we've been discussing in our Discord, and, see what people are thinking about floor prices, see what people are thinking about upcoming mints. So see what the hot topics are for the week and do a kind of recap summary of what's on everyone's mind. How's it going, Terra Spaces? Always good to see Terra Spaces jumping on. So happy that Finn is a part of the network and has been since the earliest of times. So great to see you guys jumping on. I see Overdrive has joined us. Welcome, buddy. Happy Saturday.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Overdrive. Happy Saturday, man.
Yeah, happy Saturday. Hope you all are enjoying your weekend.
Yeah, I had a heck of a day. I was in downtown Strasbourg today.
Oh, great. Yeah.
Just taking it all in, so it was pretty good. Kind of tired, to be honest, but I wanted to make sure that we get our chat into this week because it's been a pretty eventful week in terms of Cosmos NFTs and in terms of the network sub community as well.
Oh yeah, that's true. Yeah, definitely something happening out there. But it's for me, actually, it still feels like a pretty slow week on Stargaze. I don't know. I'm watching Hubble sales and feel like not much is going on. But yeah, maybe it's just too slow for me, you know, used to the Genesis days or to the first days of the marketplace. Yeah,
it's true. It's true. I mean, it is kind of like watching a couple sales an hour sometimes.
Yeah, yeah.
But some things pop up. Sometimes people go in and buy like five at a time and. Sometimes there's some movement on like some of the top 10, but there are moments or even days where it seems like it goes on forever and not so much happening. But you know what? I think it's due to the summer because that's how my job is at the moment. Not much happening. So. In general, I think people are at the beach or in the mountains or, just disconnecting from social media for a little while in the summer and taking in the nice weather and not really having a second thought about connecting to a computer or their smartphone for long periods of time, trying to chase an NFT sale. So I'm sure once school starts again and people are back to their desk in like September and October, that people are going to be like looking for NFT purchases again.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. Definitely. I mean, even if you're not completely offline, you mean people are just hanging around in the evening. In the city, enjoying their life, and they just do not enjoy an NFT sales and buying stuff that much at the moment, I guess. And yeah, I really hope to see another wave of activity on Stargaze, actually, as soon as the bidding function will be introduced.
Yeah, that's critical. That's really critical, because that will make some of the things that are stuck, you know, where somebody might not know that somebody's interested and they just put a high price and hope for the best. You know, maybe for some of the NFTs out there, they'll get dislodged by a reasonable offer and somebody coming to their senses and saying, hey, I might as well go ahead and pull the trigger, because I could stand here and wait for 10,000 stars forever, and this guy's offering me 8. Like, maybe I should just, you know, maybe I should do it.
Absolutely. And that's also a feature that we've been talking about in the friends group that also might be interesting. I'm not sure if Stargaze is going to introduce it ever, but it would be nice to have bids on NFTs that aren't even on the marketplace.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you see, all right, I mean, that's like an NFT I absolutely do like. Like, I don't know. I mean, I'm pretty much an expert on friends NFTs. Yeah. So if I see some rare trades there, and, you know, and it's like never coming to the market, never going on the market, this friend I like, this friend NFT. And I mean, I recently caught a white shirt, and I think I would have never caught a white shirt if was a surprise for me to get one. There, I think 11 or something in the whole 5,000.
Yeah.
In the whole 5,000 numbers collection.
Well, your PFP is even rarer than 11. Your verified checkmark is 1 of 9.
Oh yeah, true. Yeah, you're also an owner. Maybe we should make an own subcommunity.
We're gonna have
with 9 people.
9 people subcommunity, yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. I mean, I saw some of that in some NFT trading where, you know, some really, really rare traits, you know, people tried to, you know, get a group together. It's kind of hard to do much with just 9 degens.
Absolutely. Yeah. That's it's an interesting point you got there. I mean, we also see the formation of NFT communities in the Heroes Discord.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of think that it's just not enough bulls or apes NFTs to do that, in my opinion. I don't know. I also have checked the addresses, and there are like several bulls or several apes belonging to a single address.
Mm-hmm.
So I think they might have a hard time recruiting members. Yeah, but maybe that's what they want. You know, like a really small, close gate community. Yeah,
I wonder if you mentioned the bidding. Do you know if this bidding will be functional for NFTs that are not currently on offer? I know that was a feature on some marketplaces where you could actually put a bid on something that's not even for sale.
Rarible also had this idea, but I think they actually never pulled it off. They wanted to do this to have some kind of a feature that OpenSea doesn't have. But yeah, they never did it, I think, right?
Yeah, I think that a couple of marketplaces tried to do that, you know, just to make sure. I mean, because a lot of people just mint it and forget it forever. And, you know, there could be much more activity out there. Some of the real rare ones and stuff, some people might have minted them, never checked back to the community and seen the formation of a sub-community or seen like the rarity tool or anything, and didn't even realize they had like the second rarest NFT in the collection and just never bothered to put a price on it. You know?
Yeah. And I mean, even for us, it's always interesting to see. I mean, I guess most of our NFTs that you and I have, or maybe also our sub-community, the network, they are still viable, but you know, we just don't want to go like open market with them, check the prices, see if something like the Terra crash happens. So we have to pull them from the market really fast, so they're just sitting in the wallet and yeah, nothing's happening to them.
Yeah.
But if you get a bid on them, like this kind of an offline bid, well, then you got something to think about, right?
Absolutely. And maybe, you know, like Rebels NFTs, for example, I don't think there's a rarity tool out. Maybe I could be mistaken. But like I have one, and you know, I'm not selling it, but maybe it could be like somebody who really, really wants that one and wants to make me an offer. And how would I know, you know?
Yeah.
Things like that. So, I've sent out a couple open invitations. I mean, this is going to be just, some spitballing, banter, talking about NFTs. So I saw Trador's NFT jumping on, really excited to see you guys there.
Hey guys, good morning.
Hey, welcome to the show.
Welcome.
Good to be here.
Bro, as somebody who edits the majority of these spaces, I have seen you in a lot of spaces lately. We must be getting close to your mint. Very exciting.
Yeah, I mean, I've definitely been in a good amount of spaces in my free time, just, you know, getting out there in the community, saying hi, telling everybody how excited we are. So yeah, I've been around.
That's what you got to do. People kind of underestimate the ability to put a voice and emotion and passion to a project and to a name. And like, you can text and type all day, but like, until people hear you talk about your project, that's, I feel like, when like the real decisions are made. Like, does this cat give a shit, or is he just trying to get money, you know?
No, for sure. I agree. And I definitely would recommend that to like any other founder. Like, make sure you're like, it's great if you're active in your Discord, but it definitely means a lot more to actually be like actually talking to people and having those real conversations.
Nice. Yeah. And even if English isn't your first language, like there's a lot of us out here that are more than happy to like help you out and do some speaking and whatnot on your behalf, as long as obviously it's a legit project and it passes muster. But it's good to see the network doing some spaces, man. I remember when he first propped up that Discord, I was like, what is this? He's like, come be a part of this. So it's good to
come in
see
and
you.
Find out.
I love it.
No, we're, you know, it says it in our bio, you know, we're a bunch of legends, NFT passionate people. And we like the sub-community, trait-based sub-community style. You know, we find the best NFTs on the collections. We become fans of those. And then, you know, we get everyone who loves those together, rally around the trait, and build a community around it. And we're having a lot of fun.
So that's interesting. I think I kind of want to flip it around and ask you a couple questions. But like, you see like the iced outs and all the different traits that are fairly self-explanatory. Like, where did you come up with the networking trait? Like that tripped me out. I think that's what first attracted me to it, because I like networking and RJ45 plugs and all that kind of shit.
Yeah. So I mean, I was scanning the collection. So I was part of the Genesis mint of IBC Friends, both Wave 1 and Wave 2. And I had a few of them. I minted a really rare one, like as Overdrive knows, with one of these cool verified check marks. So I have my own one of those, and they're only 9. And so I
wait a second. You even minted this one?
Oh, I minted that one, man. Yeah.
Crazy. Yeah. Crazy.
This is one of my best mints ever. Yeah.
I was going to say, you have mint lock. I don't ever have any mint lock. Good for you.
I think it's rank 67. You know, that's got to be up there with one of my best mints ever. So I'm normally on secondary trying to get those, but fortunately I got one. And so I was always hanging around the Discord. You remember those long days on Stargaze when there was no marketplace and it went on for like 2 months? And everyone was just really building their community on Discord, and especially IBC Friends. And I got to know what they were all about. What, you know, they're doing their validators, you know, they're giving back to the community. You know, it's return on investment and all types of like engagement. And they had a really great team. And so I was like, I want to do, you know, a trait based around this collection. These guys are awesome. And I saw the traits, and I kept seeing these ones that were like these funky colors, and they were multiple traits across multiple like body parts, like body, head, background. And I was like, that's cool. You don't just have to focus on, I don't know, like a hat or a shirt or, you know, a gold chain or something. Like, this is like, it's kind of hidden throughout the collection. You got to chase this network theme around to a bunch of traits. And it kind of allows you to, you know, have a few floating out there where people, you know, maybe they don't know what they got, or maybe they need to go look, and you're going to find a nice gem rather than just isolating all the gold chains, you know, to one side and those all go up in price and they're never going to get sold. This one is kind of like every once in a while you pan for gold and you're like, oh, there's that background. Maybe that person doesn't know that, like, that's the network. And, you know, well, somebody's going to scoop that up and join, and then we're going to get and see them in our Discord like tomorrow. So it just adds another dynamic. And the word network is literally in every trade. So I think there are like eight or so. And so the word network is in the trade. And so we get to just key off the word network. And so go on spaces and do networking sessions. And, you know, we got the network as a community of NFT, like, you know, passionate people. And so it just worked on so many levels. And already those network traits were rare. So they're like 1%, maybe 2% each one of them. So all the NFTs that have network traits are already like pretty rare already. So those are valuable. And so we wanted those.
Yeah, that's good shit. I didn't even know it until I had to ask, like, all right, what does the trait look like? He's like, no, look in the metadata. It'll say network. I'm like, oh, shit.
Exactly. Once you figure out if the network is in the trait you're in, it makes it, it simplifies everything.
Yeah, I think I got to introduce you guys. I think it was Starry Eyed Fool as the Twitter handle. I think he was the one who introduced me to you guys originally. But I can't remember. But yeah, I also had to have it explained. So I was like, wait, so which trade is it? And he was like, no, it's just anything with network in it. And I was like, I'm not finding it.
I know a couple other subs, they were like, you know, anything with the word gold in it. It could have been a gold background or a gold crown or, like, you know, a gold chain or anything with the word gold with it. They ran with that. So I've seen it work. And also we can kind of share the love with some other collections and traders. I don't know if we've gotten the word out fast enough to you guys and all of that, but some people are doing some tributes, and our friends over at Muscle Mice, they do tributes, and it allows the collection, if they want to just do a shout out to the network, to just put network in on any trait they want. And we'll key on that, you know, like, for example, Muscle Mice made a network diaper, and they made like a network phone, a toy phone for the mice. And like those didn't appear in the IBC friends, but then the Muscle Mice artist also colored them with the kinds of funky colors that the network traits usually have. So then,
I feel like that's a big part of it, is like transcending one collection and having a trait that, like, you kind of saw it happen organically at first. And I don't know if organically is maybe the right word, but people saw that, like, the floor on certain traits were going up. So they're like, oh shit, we better add that trait into our collection. But like having it across multiple collections and stuff, I think is super cool. And I mean, we've seen it with other collections, but they kind of tend to stick in their own collections server rather than what you're doing here. We have a server for the trait itself, regardless of the collection, which I think is cool.
Yeah, it's not really regardless. Like, we've got the IBC friends as partners, and, you know, that's our bread and butter. That's our favorite one. That's what we key off of. There are 360 NFTs in their collection that have network traits. So that's really where, you know, pretty much all of our members come from, even the ones that have some network mice. But it allows for, like, sprinkling in a few others to get that, like, cooperation going. So the mice, 30 of them total have the network trait. So there, it, you know, it'll drive the value of those up, because, you know, those mice have our tickets to our community. And, you know, we get a bump of like 30 potential new members, and we still stay true to our collection, but we get some network mice people in too. And so it's a real good kind of exchange with the other collections to bring them in and show them what IBC Friends Network is all about, but also get to you know, be a fan of the mice. And so, yeah, we have a magic mouse is a role that we have on our Discord for anyone who has a mouse. And so we're going to do some creative things for people who own either the mouse, or if they own the mouse and the network friend. And so we can play with it a little bit and make it fun.
You know, it gives me kind of Finn, this will probably ring true to you. Like, do you remember Robin East and the Luartians?
Yeah, totally.
It gives me Luartians kind of vibes in a little way. I mean, Luartians was traits based around like a specific exchange. It was very obvious what the traits were, and they were all dedicated to projects that were kind of launching on this one marketplace, but kind of gives me that kind of growing community vibe.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, I think we've learned from attaching traits to specific markets after the whole Cousins debacle. But like at first it was legit because they came in and they were like the savior of the Terra NFT space. You know, they like listened to what everybody was bitching about from all the existing pads and they fixed all that shit. And then they let all their cousins mint all of the good shit. Oh, man. I've mentioned this a couple times, but I don't think Traders has been in the space with me when I have. I want to take you guys back, way back to November 2nd, 2021. It was before Thanksgiving. It was a cold autumn, a smoky autumn. Terraformers NFT was ready to get their launch on. And I gotta say, what is it right now? We're in August 13th, 2022, through trials and tribulations, through no fault of his own, just dealing with some old bullshit. He's finally coming to get this project launched. And I just wanna say, to see you stick with it after all of that bullshit, like, bro's got some staying power. And I think that's dope. A lot of people would have just been like, you know what? I'm fucking done with this. I'm done.
Wow, that was a history. You stuck with it. That goes way back. Yeah. Yeah. So I guess we probably have time for like a little actual history lesson. So yeah. So originally, I started a concept. It was actually like basically the same game concept, but with a different artistic, like, twist on it. Let's say. And it was like really before. I was starting to build a community, but in the end, I just wasn't liking the art. It wasn't really catching people in the right way. And I just decided, you know what? I need to go back to the drawing board and come up with something that is like more fun, that really is fitting the kind of vibe of the community and, you know, really is going to kind of bring this across the finish line. So I actually took a couple months, found a new artist, and we sat down at the drawing board and we just built out a new kind of concept and a new set of traits, and then kind of came back and started going again with a new art that I thought was much more fitting to the premise of what I was trying to build. So yeah, like I think I originally kind of got connected with Finn way back during this time of Terraformers. I was starting to explore the idea of building up this NFT community. I was learning a lot of lessons at the time, you know, was new to it, and yeah, it was some good lessons learned. And in the end, nothing ever went to mint. I think the Discord was open for like a few weeks before there was just people saying like, hey, you know, the art, like, I like the idea, but the art is just not there for me. And I just said, all right, then new artists, let's swap it out. And let's carry the concept. Like, the concept was good. Let's just switch out and get something that people are relating to more and more excited about. So yeah, it's been a journey.
Yeah, and that's what hit me too. Like, I wasn't that into the art, but I love the idea of like betting on where the token was going to close at for any given day and stuff. Like, I really like that idea of just like a group game, basically. And then, yeah, just having you go back and like see that, like, the amount of work that you guys put in to get it, and then everything exploding. And now, you know, finding your footing again and getting your launch ready, which is coming up soon, isn't it? Like in a couple
Tuesday.
Days or am I
yeah,
off here?
Tuesday.
Awesome. Looking forward to it.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
And we're looking forward to it in the network. I have to say that we've had a lot of threads where we're talking about Traders and how excited we are. And we had some whitelists that we gave away on the Discord, and a lot of people were grabbing those up. So, I mean, it's something that is definitely on our radar, and I was really psyched to see you jump in. We've never spoke before, I don't believe, unless.
No, I don't think we have.
Yeah. So
actually, Finn, this might be the first time you and I have actually spoken. Like, we've messaged 100 times before, but I don't know if we've ever jumped on a Spaces or a voice call before either. So nice to.
Yeah, not since everybody. November. That was episode 2 of the podcast, yeah, right after the Hellcats. So yeah, right. old timey stuff. If y'all want a history lesson or a blast from the past, go check out those old episodes of the podcast.
That's right. I forgot about the podcast. Yeah, that's right. We did talk then.
Yeah, we run a little bit of a will you mint poll on our Discord for all the popular NFT mints right before they mint, and it allows everyone to kind of get a feel for how the market is looking at it. And right now we have double the number of people saying that they won't mint. We have double that saying that they're going to mint. So it's winning by a landslide, all the people that have checked that and said, yeah, I'm going to mint that.
And, I feel like between all these servers and these groups, like I know Wrecked Wolf does it, you guys do it. There's a ton of other Discord servers that do it. If there was a way to like take those signals and feed them into some sort of curation for Stargaze and for these other platforms, especially the permissionless ones, because man, you sift through some shit trying to find something decent, you know? So I feel like if you could at least have some sort of starting signal that like, all right, the wolves, the traders, the networks, they all said, you know, within like 75% or something that they're going to mint this one. So this one will be legit. And even going back through that data to find stuff when you're looking at markets and floor prices and stuff, I think that data could be really useful if it was presented in a way and able to be curated from the multiple Discord servers.
Yeah, I guess you need a bot for that. You know, maybe that's in the works. Maybe that already exists.
Yeah, we got to hit up Chino Man and Hermes Protocol and see what their bot messaging system's like, because if it could just message you like tips and stuff, that would be so dope.
Well, the other thing too is we could aggregate
on Stargaze curation or their choice of Friday launchpad mints. I think it's something that's like bothering all of us, right?
Yeah, it seems
Yeah, go ahead.
I was going to say, it just it seems like so many good mints don't make it to the launch pad, and people are fumbling trying to find them. But, you know, I don't know how you make it to the launch pad, you know, because I'm not an NFT creator. Maybe you guys have some insight on that. But, you know, we've seen some really good projects, really hyped projects, not get on the launch pad. And I'm hoping, you know, just to go back a little bit, you know, coming from a Terra experience last year, you know, places like One Planet and oh my gosh, I haven't used it in so long. I don't even have the name keyed up.
Luart or Talus?
Nowhere, Talus. You know, pretty much every mint was treated equal in some ways. If they were minting it, they were going all in. So hopefully the Stargaze guys make it a little bit more egalitarian with their launch pad. But that's not my place. I just hope for it, because I don't like fumbling through the select all and you know, search for it kind of thing every time I'm looking for a mint.
Yeah, and it depends too, like the resources that the launch pad has, because some of them are just launch pads, but others are launch pads that provide these other services. Like I know Luart was really good about that with their marketing services and stuff, and they like really helped you get the word out, and obviously it's in their best interest if you mint out and everything, so they're helping you do that. But on the same page, it also takes a lot of resources to do that and to do it well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I think that's Loop is starting to do a lot of the kind of marketing stuff too, so they're hopefully filling in some of that gap. I mean, I know they've been really helping us a lot with our marketing, and I appreciate them for that. I think, yeah, it really depends on the approach. I know with Stargaze, the launch pad, it's definitely been something that I was like a little, yes.
Oh, did you get rugged?
Stargaze censored that comment.
Wait, did I get rugged? Oh, okay. And I mean, I'm all about like the permissionless stuff. You have to have it curated. Like we should have pads that let anybody that wants to mint a collection do it and let the market decide. But in order for the market to decide, they need some good data. You know, they need people they can trust that have the time to go through it and look and be like, all right, you know, what else has this team done? I know like Rarma is really good about like mapping out whose wallets are whose projects and shit like that. Everybody using fresh wallets from now on. But I think that would really help the community and the ecosystem as a whole if we could have some sort of, you know, trusted curation. I don't know what that would look like, but the idea, and I feel like the data is also there.
So just like
one, sorry guys, I got run there.
Oh yeah. Does actually anyone knows in this here in this round how the curation on Stargaze works?
I think does Wolfman maybe know? I saw Wolfman like in here. If he's still in here
on the launchpad. I think it's like a listing.
Is it a paid launchpad? Okay.
Yeah. Wolf.
So anyone who's verified just pays a fee and they get on the verified list.
Yeah, if it's like you just like pay 1,000 or whatever, you know, some amount of stars, and then like then you're on the launchpad, and if you don't. And you're not kind of deal. I got to actually run here, guys. But it was nice to step in and talk to you guys for a little bit. But I got to go get my day started a little bit more. So everybody have a great Saturday. And I'll see you all on Tuesday. Looking forward to our mint.
Hey, thanks for making it.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it.
Good luck.
See ya.
Yeah. Hey, I saw Wolfman. So Wolfman, if you want to jump up and speak, I think Finn had a question that you might be able to help with. And in the meantime, I also wanted to just jump onto that because as far as I understand, the IBC NFTs, which is the other project by the IBC Friends team, is also being like an incubator and is it Launchpad Overdrive? Is it going to be like a Launchpad or what is their role leading up to the mint for helping the new collections?
Actually, that's a good question. And there's a fairly new moderator on the Discord server. I simply don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But their IBC Friends and their IBC NFTs product is looking to, you know, make this minting process a little bit better for people and, you know, maybe try to close the gap between never making it to the Stargaze launchpad and getting another kind of...
I think what they are also mainly providing or trying to provide is also a bit more coverage on the project,
mm-hmm.
you know, so you can find coverage on the project and not just this 5 lines standard subtext that you see on Stargaze.
I think that's important because if you don't have people helping like that, it almost forces projects, if they want any visibility, to go have to like visit the dark side and purchase bots and followers and that kind of shit, which I mean, it's effective, but it's I'd like to see things happen a little bit cleaner than that personally.
I mean, also when you want to research projects, you got to dig through their Twitter, through their, I don't know, Discord. And I mean, you see a lot of stuff there. I mean, multiple channels and dozens of channels. You got to read through all of that. Mostly you don't even find the white paper in those early stages of development. And I think IBC NFTs is going to standardize it a bit more and also provide this information like directly all in one place.
Yeah, visibility is a big struggle for a lot of projects, especially people who are newer to marketing and finding their way to being seen in this space. And definitely what they're bringing to the table is going to, I think, help a lot in that way, because they've been really good at, you know, onboarding projects and making them visible just in these early stages. You know, it's something that's definitely needed. But as far as Stargaze goes, to get on the launch pad, originally there was community votes. And they're bringing that community vote back with the update. So once this new upgrade goes live, we should have community voting back. And it was like, I think it was like 2 projects a week are now allowed to be picked by the community. And then it's 2 by the team. And as far as the team goes, they have a submission process where you just submit, you know, all your information about your projects. And then Ruan right now is the main curator who looks over it and then presents it to the team. And then they kind of pick which projects they kind of see, and that's also just based on like criteria, like even your price. Like you could have a really good project, like we had a really good project with our ONFTs, but our price point and just the timing was really poor. You know, if we wanted to launch like a month before that, but I kept kind of adding to our project, so we kept delaying, and by the time I was gonna mess the whole space up and change the whole dynamics, you know. And sometimes creators don't want to see that, and that's why you'll see some of these, you know, not either make it to the launch pad or even once you've made it to the launch pad, not mint out, because it is kind of a harder time to read, you know, what your good pricing point might be. But then they also look at, you know, like how many Twitter followers you have and do you have people in your Discord at all and things like that as far as their criteria for listing. But one of the cool things that I love about being a permissionless platform is the ability for the community vote, which was I guess apparently being gamed, and there were all sorts of other type of shady things going on with bribes and stuff like that. I'm not sure, but that's one of the reasons they said they took it away. But it's supposed to, with the new update, the system in place, that's going to allow community voting to come back. And I think that'll be really good for the space, really healthy for all of us.
Yeah. And I feel like anything you do to kind of counteract that, like, people are going to find a way around it. There's just no ifs, ands, or buts about it. That's just what people do. But the harder you can make it, and the more of these, not obstacles, but this more steps that, you know, they have to go through to prove legitimacy and stuff, I think will definitely help raise up the overall bar of the ecosystem. And I mean, it's not doing terrible by any means. It's just you definitely start to see it. And maybe it's just fresh in a lot of our minds because we just went through it over on Terra. And like, once things pick up, it gets pretty out of hand pretty fast. So if you're not staying on top of it, it eventually gets to a point where it's pretty untenable. But so far, so good. Nothing too bad.
Not having those barriers in place, like right now, having such a low fee to mint your project right now, we're just seeing so much spam happen, you know, and it's kind of cool for other projects to put out some fun stuff for their community. But then you just have a lot of this, the stuff that's flooding and copycats. And I mean, I think even recently we saw one of the projects that hadn't even minted yet, their whole thing was copied and just easily listed. And, you know, if there's a barrier of entry, it's less likely to happen, you know, because they're not going to want to go through that if it costs them.
And hey, Wolfman, I've been seeing you on a lot of tweets, and I heard you on a couple spaces, especially recently. And I think I've even seen you on our Discord. I've been trying to ping you because I have a sneaking suspicion that you have a network friend. If that's true, definitely get back to our Discord because we're waiting to invite you into the community. Just a quick question, though, for some of us like who are getting new to the spaces, and you know, even some of us who are in our group who are new to Cosmos, like, what part, you know, do you play in the Cosmos ecosystem, just as a refresher?
Yeah, well, two things. The first part was, yeah, I just found you guys through someone saying something, and I wound up looking into your, you know, and I actually been following your project, and I can't remember when that was that I started following it. And then I went and looked through, you know, from when I minted on Genesis Day, and I have a one with a network background, but I was doing it on my phone, so I couldn't get verified, and I just haven't made it over back to go on my laptop and get verified. But I think what you guys are doing is really cool, and something that I hope that continues to grow in this space is, you know, I think the more we have community, that it's the more healthier it's going to get, you know, more exciting it's going to be a part of. And it's going to be a lot better for, you know, people who maybe are smaller, but building something really special, find a place to be heard.
Yeah, but, definitely. And that thing with the phone, just to close that loop, still the bot and the Discord, you know, the Starry application that we use in Discord hasn't yet done it really over mobile in any meaningful way. So for some people who spend most of their time on their phone, just ping me or other people in the Discord, let them know that like you want to get verified and get access to the main site, and then we can do a workaround because a lot of people just don't have access to their laptops or whatever when they come on. So we'll do a workaround.
That's awesome. Yeah, and for me too, isn't that I didn't want to keep going down that path. I just because of the art vault that we run too, it's really cool because our community started really evolve and grow in a really great way lately. And part of that is due to, you know, taking on roles of, you know, people who are part of other communities already being able to help keep us updated, you know, like if there's, you know, some votes going on, like we own some Sky Monks, right? Some others that have DAOs and things like that too. So we want to be able to keep up and make sure like the NFTs that we hold in there, that we're also helping to steer that project in the way that we want to see it, you know. And as it grows and the vault grows, it's definitely awesome to see our community step up and do some of that. But I definitely want to dive deeper into what you guys are doing because I think it's really cool. As far as my place in all this, I've been in crypto scene with Bitcoin, and I got into Cosmos a few years back. and just was a adder. I, like many, had it just like on an exchange and kind of used it to trade and swap things. But I was a big believer in what they were doing, the proper wallets and you know, getting like the Osmosis drop and Jupiter. And you know, that was all on board. I think I watched the whole space go alive. You know, it just really just like exploded after that, because it was really just kind of build and holders, and there wasn't like hype. There was.
So just to sum it up, it was just, I think it was January. I had looked into NFTs and I saw like the real world use cases and things like that, as far as, you know, taking home buying to the next level. And, you know, I'm a baseball card collector since I was a kid. So, you know, seeing that come full circle into, you know, the corruption that went into that, you know, it was like a way to change that. But, you know, for me, I got into, you know, found Stargaze and, I started the ONFT, the Owlies project first, and started building that game. And, you know, there's a whole kind of story behind all that. I can go into that some other time if you want. But I've just been building that project, which kind of turned into the O Club, which is ONFT, Owlies Hoot House. So, you know, but it's like ONFT, like ONFTs, you know, and the idea behind that was like creating like a art vault, you know, in the first in the space here in Cosmos, you know, finding other blue chip projects to be able to invest in that the community can own together, fractionalizing that ownership, being able to loan and borrow those NFTs out, but also like an artist launch pad that can be community empowered, you know, where people in the community can come together that are ONFT holders and, you know, even have the funds that we have, we can fund new projects to be launched through. You know, some of those I'm spearheading myself, like DGen Dragoons and others, other projects like the Owlies Voxels Through Time, which those will be purchasable through like our staking token. So we're basically trying to build out an entire ecosystem with what we're trying to do by giving our staking token use cases outside of just the Owlies game, because you have a trading card game. And that's where you can use that to like customize your Owly mint special items and customize it. But we also want you to be able to mint like other NFT collections that are part of our ecosystem. So I've been involved with Stargaze since the beginning. Omniflix, shortly after that, we were in talks about launching the ONFTs on their platform. We wound up splitting them between Stargaze and Omniflix, mainly because one of the things that we wanted to see was we wanted to help people get onboarded onto Omniflix that are on Stargaze, and also just show the power of like interoperability, having the same collection split in half, but also it being based in, you know, two different base layers, you know, to be able to still transfer those in, stake them, earn tokens from them, you know, still be able to have them come in and manage the DAO and things like that too. So it's been interesting, you know, because like when it comes to snapshots and things, it's not as easy. It's not just like a simple thing, you know, we have to jump through a few hoops, but it's been a pretty cool journey to mainly focus on these two. We've started talks with Loop as well, but mainly Omniflix is the next kind of frontier that I'm looking to do a lot of development with, because of all the tooling that they're building is just very friendly to NFT communities, building really special utility and tooling for the space.
That's awesome. Oh man, thanks for that rundown. And I had read your bio as well on Twitter and stuff, so that sounds like a real cool thing. And you know, what me not being like a developer or an artist, what we do share in that is that the love for the Cosmos ecosystem and getting attracted to Adam and IBC early on. I also got the Osmo airdrop, and the Evmos and the Juno and all of that, and it's just been, you know, just reinforcing my belief in the ecosystem, the technology. And that's why when I saw NFTs get launched on Stargaze, you know, I was just all over it, and I've just been full on trying to get my, you know, get my community built of sub community based on a fantastic collection with IBC friends, and just staying as close to Stargaze as I possibly can, because eventually everyone else is going to share this opinion, you know, that you and I share about Cosmos in the next bull run. And, you know, I want to be there. I want to know the NFTs. I want to have the market. And, you know, when the new versions of the marketplace come out, you know, we want to have our community sort of, you know, all over it and ready to take part. So
Yeah, these Genesis NFT collections that have been minting the last few months are going to be enormous later down the road. You know, you think 2, 3, 4, you know, even like Bad Kids, just because of just what it is, you know, it's very special, you know, and these kind of collections, people are, I think, are just going to go crazy over on the next bull run. They're going to be looking, you know, okay, wow, this is where everything's being onboarded. Everything's, you know, crossing over, all the things we can do. And like what DAO's done as well, I think that's one of the next big things where people, maybe they don't like PFPs and they don't want the art, but now they're going to start seeing the amazing utilities that you can have by, you know, just having your DAO run instead of by tokens, you know, by, you know, having non-fungible tokens run, you know, your DAO. And I think that alone is going to be a tremendous step up to onboarding a lot of people who are kind of like anti-NFT. There's a lot of anti-NFT in Cosmos space. You know, I see a lot more, like if I post stuff on Reddit and things like that, you get a lot more of that feedback, but people just don't, there are a lot of people who don't get them or think they're just all scams. But I think as these use cases come alive and like what Omniflix is doing and the use cases there, and just like what Passage is building with their gamification and the idea of like further down the road, all these things just making it easy as building a website is now on Shopify for creators to come in and just like build whatever the hell they want. And, you know, it's just like, this is the place where I feel like Web3 is really being built. Those tools are going to be so much easier and so have so much more like high functionality than anywhere else outside the space, you know, and all those toolings that are outside the space are going to want to come and integrate that tooling here. So,
and I know for us, like, you know, obviously that some NFTs are scams, but even the utility of just the PFP at its heart is really what makes the network work, right? So just being able to have an identifiable network trait and a PFP that you can flash as a kind of membership VIP card to our club is all you need. That's all the utility that we need.
And I thought that was really special and really cool and a really delightful surprise, being a fan of the collection already and being a holder and then finding out I'm actually a member of a club, and then what you guys are trying to build inside of that. And that, to me, I think that's what's even more exciting as you have more people come into the space, because, you know, we have so few now, you know, but as we have more, we get to have more of what you're building. It's kind of the beginnings of communities building underneath communities, you know. That's just so cool.
Yeah. And a lot of this, you know, to be you know, fully transparent, I witnessed this for the first time on Terra, and I was part of a handful of sub communities there and wasn't managing them per se, but was, you know, an active member. And to watch Terra get deflated and brought to its knees, It really hurt, because I knew the passion that the sub communities brought every day, and I knew what they were all about. And it was just starting on Terra to get to some important levels of engagement and treasury and activity and recognition. And then it all came crashing down. So I wanted to then build on some more stable ground on Cosmos and make sure that tradition lived on, because it's very effective. And the feedback loop that we get with the project, you know, bringing more attention to them and partnering with them and, you know, getting, you know, our own, we actually have our own Discord channel on the IBC Friends Discord too, where we can hang out. So They've been real generous with that. And so it's been a really great experience. And I think that I didn't want to see that kind of thing die. And, you know, I think now over the last 2 months, we've seen probably 6 or 8 sub communities join Stargaze shortly after us. So, you know, I think it's going to work out. We're going to make it.
So what are the like next steps for the sub community as far as like you see, what's the vision, what's the long-term play?
So right now it's getting members, getting the word out and letting people know if they want to join such a thing, how to do it. Because, you know, there are still sometimes some some of our network friends float out there for cheap or close to the floor. And we're like, oh, somebody's going to snatch that up. And, you know, they maybe if they wanted to join, now's the time. And so often that does happen. But I think there's probably three times or four times more people holding the NFT that don't yet realize, let's say, that they could join our Discord with that and join our community with that and take part. And so just getting that word out there to people that minted literally at Genesis like months ago, saying, yep. hey, check your traits because you could be holding something now that has become something different. Getting that word out has been the hardest part. But, you know, slowly it builds up. And this is only our second Twitter space, our second networking session. And really our first one that, you know, has been full on public like this. So, you know, we're doing our best to get the word out. And I think it's happening, you know, as of right now.
I mean, but, you got me here. So well done.
Yeah. But where's it going? Awesome. Basically, what we end up doing is we've got a treasury. We've got a lot of active members who are bringing in NFTs, some donations to get the treasury wallet able to mint collections. Like traders, like, hero, like things like that. And eventually we get the treasury able to represent the community and get some extra mints, get some extra things into the treasury. And then, as you can see in our name, we are the Network DAO. And so eventually we're going to be turning this into a full-blown DAO and getting the most active members, the highest contributors, like to join the DAO and get into that group, and then we're going to be running it like a DAO. And we've already looked in DAO, and as much as we can build the treasury and make this work, we're going to be looking to do other projects with our funds. And continue to grow the community and make a name for ourselves.
I love that. That is such a grassroots perfect, like that is so perfect for what the Cosmos is, and obviously too what Terra was as well, right? I was in there at like 40 cents, and the passion behind the community and like everything that it represented was watching that blow up was like watching your baby blow up. You know, it was there was just such a rich, strong community, you know, and it was always like, I always was like, man, too, like, how do we merge this with Cosmos so that they're one and the same as well? And I didn't want it to blow up for that to happen, but we are definitely, I know a lot of people in the space are so grateful for everyone who has chosen to migrate over to Cosmos and into Stargaze, you know?
For sure. And there's already some really great native, Stargaze traditions and stuff like that. I was there on Genesis as well. So we're incorporating all the cool stuff that the Stargaze community is bringing, all the collections and just a little bit of tricks of the trade and like experience from Terra. And I think it's helping to accelerate the Stargaze growth, even in this bear market that we currently are in. Because really, Stargaze hasn't been in a full-on bull market with its full marketplace open. So I mean,
we minted, and literally the price was tanking as we minted the Genesis collection. I mean, it literally minted into the bear for the price action for what Stars was. It was wild.
Yeah, and then the marketplace ended up opening in a full-blown bear. So
yeah,
Stargaze hasn't yet seen the bull market rally and. I'm sure it's coming. We're all sure it's coming. And just having, people who were in the bull market rally in NFTs on Solana, on ETH, on Terra, already, active participants in Stargaze, we're going to know when that hits and everyone's going to be able to say, look, you put your helmet on because this is going to be a wild ride.
Yeah, that's why I'm I know some people want to rather hold the Stars token over the NFTs, but to be honest, especially some of these NFTs, they've if you would have held Stars and staked it versus holding the NFT, or if you would have held even Juno, it's like down by from the Genesis mint to now, Juno is down 7x, right? And some of these NFTs are maybe only 50% or even have held their price. It's depending on what you got minted, and I think there's a good value proposition in these NFTs because they offer something so much differently mentally for people. But also I think once this all floods in, like everyone who's been collecting right now, you know, like they're going to be like the chodes, like the baby chodes, you know what I'm saying? Like I gobble up that floor every time it gets to certain levels, because that's just, I think there's going to be some of these collections are just going to explode. You know, IBC Friends is going to, I mean, I can't even begin to imagine what the floor is going to be like when you look at other, you know, platforms that are very popular. Like this is just, I think it's going to blow most people's minds when the price action really starts to happen.
And the other great thing is that this bear market allows the, you know, the FOMO level and the workload to be at manageable levels. And so a lot of these projects that are smart are building in the background. You know, they've got their next collection queuing up, you know, finalizing the art, finalizing the strategy and stuff like that. So they'll be ready when, you know, there's a lit match next to the powder keg with some extra things that they've been able to work on and get done when you know things were quiet. So I got my eye on a couple projects for that already.
That's exciting.
And also, if you allow to drop some alpha here on NFTs that can make you a member of our group of the network, the current cheapest one is one of the baby mice collection, and it's on the market for 666 stars.
And that's a good floor. That's
a pretty good floor, especially for baby mice. If mm-hmm. you think that the normal floor for it is 130 stars, I think. And so, you know, I don't know who grabs it first, but there is your chance, guys. The next ticket is also a baby mouse. You know, I've been checking them pretty regularly for 1,111 stars. And after that, you don't get anything. I think next one is Friends' second collection for 1,399.
Exactly.
We've talked about it, right, Cryptode?
Yeah.
We should get also some kind of a table out where we state these prizes.
Yeah, we take inspirations from other subs, and some of them publish like even a daily trait floor publication for everyone to see, you know, the change in the price of one of their NFTs that's in the trait collection. And so we'd like to do that as well. We have a lot of different ones. So we're getting organized, and then we'll be publishing a little bit just so everyone can see the progression of the NFTs that we recognize as tickets to our trade community. So we'll be publishing some data on that. But right now, the best that we can do is go on to Hubble, which I love because it really helps sort out a lot of the information. And you just go to Hubble, you go to the collection, and then you search you know, the trait name in the body or the head or whatever, and you look for the network. And then once you get those, then you can sort by price and then find a floor. And then, you know, that's pretty much where we're at. But, you know, I think a lot of these tools are going to be built into Stargaze coming up with a new kind of UI and some new capabilities. So I can't wait to see what that looks like and how that makes everyone's job easier trying to find the floors and on just about anything and sort by traits.
Any kind of navigation tools for Stargaze is going to be a blessing.
Yeah, for sure. I think it's due soon. Isn't the Stargaze like V2 and the UI updates due like by late summer?
Yeah, the vote is, there's a vote right now to get passed. So make sure you guys vote.
Excellent. So it's literally just going to be based on when the vote gets to critical mass?
I mean, from what I saw, the audit, everything is done. So I think it just has to pass and then they can implement it.
Awesome. And that's one of the things. So the baby mice, you know, We have the founder and artist of the baby mice is also an early adopter of a Network Friends. So he's been with us for a while and we get to pick his brain a little bit. And when he did his baby mice collection, he did a tribute to us and put the network trait in there. And then so we were able to welcome in 30 new baby mice that have that trait. But just putting the network into a collection, you know, at a small scale, like 30 NFTs or something like that, is kind of how we plan to work with a couple other collections going forward. And we already have one that I can't drop the alpha on yet. That's a very well-known collection and already has our network traits baked in, but we haven't yet made that link to invite them to the network, but that's coming soon. And, you know, as we talk to some other collections and get to know them and we get known, we're going to be, you know, talking to them about getting the word network into some of their traits. And then, you know, those will be a couple more people that we get to invite into the community.
So I think that's really cool. That's really fun. You already got my mind churning.
Yeah. If you have ideas on that as a creator, like, you know, hit us up and we'll chat it out. But it's pretty simple. And somebody had made a comment earlier in the discussion about NFT traits and tributes. And it's pretty much been all about that. You know, if you look at laser eyes and bubble gum and, you know, sunglasses and, but you know, certain backgrounds and certain clothes, you know, they're all going back to the oldest days of the PFP in NFT kind of lore. And so just about half the traits that anyone launches are all sort of rehashed traits that are kind of a nod to a previous collection and just the global NFT culture in general. So it makes sense that, like, having a trait as a kind of tip of the hat to another project or collection is a code in a lot of these collections to just say, hey, we see you out there. We see what you're doing. We appreciate you. We want to say something about this culture by naming a trait network or by using, you know, laser eyes or bubblegum or something like that. So that's already baked into the NFT community for a long time.
Wow, I love that. That's just such a different thing that I didn't, you know, I didn't know about, you know, that was even happening over in Terra and that you guys are doing. And I think that's such a cool way to integrate those kind of things. That to me is really cool because, like, even already, I mean, just with, you're right, with collections, you know, that's what we kind of do. You know, some of it's completely new, and then some of it's, you know, taking from others and even reinventing it. You know, like my PFP, you'll see the horns on my dragon are, you know, inspired by the Osmosis, formulas and everything, you know, and the suit he's wearing is inspired by the new Wasmington that's coming out in their new PFP too. But, you know, there's always those little things that really make it special. And then being able to take that and build communities around it, man, that's exciting.
Yeah. So because I'm not an artist or a dev, I just go full on culture. That's kind of where I make my contribution.
I think that's important, though. We all have to find our pockets, you know, where we can fit in. And if there isn't one there for what we can contribute, we create that. And, you know, it just continues to add value for everyone in the space.
For sure.
And that's also what's so beautiful about Stargaze. I think it's still pretty early, and everyone can find the pocket that they love, or where they fit in.
Absolutely, and we're seeing it. In fact, either by accident or on purpose, I've scooped up a couple other trait-based network NFTs. I also have in my portfolio a gold crown on my Space Ape. And I have a cowboy Space Ape as well. So, like, I get to hang out in their Discords, and we've got a lot of people in our Discord that are also crown holders on Space Apes and cowboys and so forth. So it's all a big culture that's forming that's not at all siloed by the trait-based networks. Anyone who wants to be a part of any of the other ones just knows where to find it. It's out there on the marketplace, and they go get it, and then they show up and they get in. So you kind of find that a lot of people that like to be in these types of communities are in multiple because there are benefits to being in all of them.
Yeah, just need the time to to participate in all of them.
Oh, and I forgot the
problem.
Yeah, and I forgot 420 Gang. 420 Gang, that's run by our friend Bean on the IBC Discord. So 420 Gang and I are with the network. We have are kind of twinned because we have the network and 420 Gang both sort of born on at the same time on the IBC Friends Discord. And so we are the only two, let's say, acknowledged sub-communities right now of IBC Friends. So we love 420 Gang. I've got a bunch of 420 NFTs already in my wallet. So look out for those guys too, because they're making moves.
Yeah, it's kind of a sibling community, right?
Sure.
Of IBC, like on the whole Friends thing. And most of the people who hang out on the IBC Friends Discord, they do have pretty good, pretty stuffed friends wallets, and mostly also have a few 420 trades, right?
Yeah, I was there on the Discord during Genesis Mint for IBC Friends, you know, shouting loud with my keyboard about 420 Gang, like, hey, 420 Gang, just like everyone else was. So it was a long time coming. It was inevitable to get the 420 Gang rolling.
So you were actually responsible for the whole 420 Gang coming up, and but you just decided to get another sub-community going.
I thought the project is big enough for multiple, and it's a lot of fun. But also, I think that even back then with 420 Gang, I thought that that would be good. I knew I was going to be a part of it. And I wanted to also see if there wasn't something that hadn't been done before as well, like 420 and that theme exists in other places. And it's a lot of fun, but I had never seen a network sub-community. So, you know, that was kind of just a twist on it that I wanted to see if we could float that out there and make a culture out of it.
I just realized too, Overdrive, your account was your tweet was the reason I noticed all of this. So cheers for getting the word out, because.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I kind of planned a series of tweets, but I think I also need to summarize them into a thread, because we've already spoken about this. Most people do not really know what is a network trade, right? I mean, if you're talking about a gold chain or a crown or cowboy hat or something like this, this is something that people definitely can directly picture, and they know what they are searching for, like, directly, you know. But network, it's a bit more complicated, but it's also what kind of makes it also more fun, because there are also more trades involved. And also searching across multiple collections already, right? Which I'm very proud of. Good work there in cryptos. And also the founder of Muscle Mice, I forgot his name.
Aaron.
Aaron, yeah, right. Yeah. And I think we still need to get the word out there and to show the people what are those traits and how to get inside our community.
Oh man, some of the network traits, and one of the things that I got inspired by as well was, has anyone seen a heavy spacesuit network? It is just incredible. It's really, really cool. I actually don't have one. I wish I did, but they're, you know, just because of the amazing art, they were really pricey and really rare from the beginning, even without a sub community attached to it. And I do have a light spacesuit network, which is awesome as well, because when you have a light spacesuit network, you actually can also have like a head accessory or like a mouth accessory. So I have a light spacesuit network, I think, with a headband and a cigarette. And that's really cool. Whereas the one with the heavy spacesuit, it just covers everything all around the mouth and the eyes, but the spacesuit is awesome. So some of the traits that we have are some of the best traits in the collection. And then we have every down to, you know, a simple headband, but the headband colors are pretty cool as well. We wanted to also cover like some of the things that we saw, like just chit-chatting in the Discord network, like things I wrote down, like coming in, maybe we could talk about the Hero and the success that we've seen on their mint and some of their NFTs that have been taking off. Oh, I've seen also a some Hero sub communities as well that are being established. Not surprisingly, for sure, because there are a lot of good people behind that project. I think that have a lot of sub community experience. But the Hero, when that minted, it minted in 3 minutes. I mean, how amazing is that? Over 1,000 NFTs. I mean, I think 20% of the collection minted at whitelist, but there were still like probably 750 NFTs that sold in 3 minutes. And that was pretty amazing. And the price just shot up and has stayed up for a long time. So kudos to that team, welcoming, you know, all the heroes to Stargaze. And, you know, we've got a lot of people on our Discord who have multiple and are really loving that. Anyone else have anything to say about the recent Hero stuff?
I am pretty excited on the plans they got out. There was a recent announcement, and we're still, I mean, there was some kind of a mistake or a bug accompanying the mint. So everything got like a rarity, the same rarity and the rank of one. So we are still waiting for this, for those rarity charts, and to finally see what are those rare trades. And that's why I think the marketplace right now, or the secondary market for Hero, is some kind of frozen. Yeah, the price has been going continually down, but it's still higher than the mint price. So I think it's fine, you know. There's just some, and I'm pretty sure that it's going up again. Yeah, as soon as we get to see those rarity trades and, yeah, stuff like that.
And I think there were some whispers about a second smaller mint to compensate some people that weren't able to get into the first mint because of some bad information on announcement on the Discord. Not sure, you know, don't hold me to it if it doesn't happen, but I've heard some and read some stuff thinking that there was going to be some additional NFTs minted as well to get a few more people involved who would have showed up at the mint time had it been correctly published.
Yeah, absolutely, that's right. We still don't know how they are going to pull it off, which wallets are going to be able to mint, or what the requirements for this mint are going to be. But I think it's an interesting idea to compensate those people who are couldn't really mint because of those wrong announcements, and who have missed the mint. I think it's a good thing that they are, you know, going out, giving back to the community and saying, okay, some stuff went wrong, but you know what, we're trying to compensate that, and you know, to carry on.
Exactly. And that's one of the nice things about being in kind of a sub community as well, is you've got multiple eyes on things like that. And I know probably a lot of our members got to mint by just sort of getting tipped off to the fact that it was still on and still going by other members jumping in and saying, hey guys, pay attention to this, like we've got some new information, because trying to navigate all that stuff on your own is really hard. So the fact that we can pull our resources together and have an eye on another collection other than just, you know, being an NFT collection and focusing on that, and, you know, maybe not trying to be biased about other collections, but because we're kind of you know, neutral with that, we're based on the collection, but we're not the founders, so we have our eyes on all of the rest of the stuff going on, and you know, that's kind of our focus. So a lot of people were sharing information about that. Unfortunately, I didn't get it, and I didn't mint. So hold my hand up and say I missed it. I think I was late to the party by like 5 minutes, because I didn't expect it to be all gone in 3 minutes, and I was probably like playing with my kid and thought I had time. But I would really like to mint one going forward. And some people even asked me on the Discord, like, are you going to mint it? 1,000, you know, 1,000 stars is a lot. And I was like, that's that could be 5,000 stars, like as right after Mint. And so, you know, that we saw what they did on the Terra chain, and they had NFTs from Hero selling for over $10,000 each when you controlled for the exchange rate Terra to dollars when Terra was high. And so I definitely was not scared of 1,000 stars minting. And so I hope that that continues to happen. I hope NFTs keep ramping up the dollar value and the star value, and people put their faith into it, because, you know, coming from the other chains, NFTs getting into thousands of dollars of valuations and floor prices was kind of the norm. And I hope that this next bull market, brings that to Stargaze as well.
I was wondering, what was actually the utility for Heroes on Terra? Was there any other utility other than PFP, or were they planning a game or something? Still haven't checked up on that.
Yeah, there was game and there was metaverse talk. So all of that. And I'm not sure where all that is post Terra, if it's just continuing to be built, but I'm sure that that's still going to be the roadmap.
Also, I really hope that we still can expect some really exciting news from the team.
And that's funny, because
and
now that I think about it, I can't think of any Stargaze NFTs or Cosmos NFTs that use the word metaverse as like their leading utility. That was happening a lot on Terra, sort of towards the end, and some of them were definitely there. In fact, I had already been in a metaverse environment on one of the projects there, and it was really cool experience, and it was ready to go before the crash. But I haven't seen any NFTs on Stargaze that are pumping up the metaverse. Is anyone else?
Actually, I do remember one NFT that promised a metaverse kind of thingy. Yeah, it was called Star City, and it was a rug pull on Stargaze.
That tends to be the way that they go. Now, not that all metaverse projects are rug pulls, because again, I was in a full-blown metaverse. I was running around with Finn from Terra Spaces, even in the metaverse. So you can double check that with him, but it existed. We could touch it. I would love to have Terra have a metaverse. I mean, I'm sorry, Cosmos have a metaverse. That would be amazing.
Well, they're actually talking about that now, is building a community space inside Passage, potentially here, if we can get it funded and everything else. There's a great parts of the community that are wanting to build something. So I think there's going to be some cool stuff built in there that'll be really usable and playable. That's why, like, for us, you know, my thing was just a base layer trading card game with some tokens and some ways to customize your character. And then if that works out, you know, then we can build like an actual card game, you know, where you're using the cards to battle with inside Passage. And then if that goes well, then we can have some kind of explorable place. But it's such a big, the idea of building a metaverse, you know, I mean, it can be, I guess it can still be small scale, you know, but like what they're building with Strange Clan, you know, it's a big undertaking, and it takes a lot to make something like that happen. But, you know, I mean, I think depending on what your time frame is too, you can really do some cool stuff. You know, like one of my goals is we've been building assets for it since the beginning, and we're just now starting on building our clubhouse, like the image you see in my PFP, the background image on my, if you click on mine, we're starting the building of that. We're building it in Blender, and then we're going to convert it over to work in UE5. And then we're going to build a larger space that you'll actually be able to like hold events and things like that into. So, and then be able to integrate that into Passage starting, I think early next year is when we want to start working with them, when they'll have time.
Look at that. You throw it out there and you get immediate alpha from Wolfman. Thanks, man. That is really good news. I myself have been wanting to do more metaverse stuff, participate, because like I said, I'm more about culture. And I thought that the metaverse that I was able to see and touch on Terra before it all collapsed was nearly there and was a lot of fun and had a lot of potential. So I'm glad that you guys as developers and creators are already building that, because I'm definitely going to be one of the first people to set foot there if I have anything to say about it.
One of the things I heard in one of their morning talks for Passage was, you know, instead of land sales, I mean, they're going to have that too, but one of the things they're going to do is sell like mini hangout spaces that you can customize and put your own assets into, to where you'll be able to take your like small community into and hang out. So that's maybe even something, you know, it'll make it easier for smaller NFT communities to have a space sooner than later without having to put too much, you know, into it.
Exactly. Like I would love to run around the metaverse with like my IBC friend verified checkmark PFP as like my avatar. That would be a dream.
Oh man. Yeah.
Oh man. That would be awesome. That's all that I wished for.
I feel you, man. We got to get that IBC friend verified checkmark subcommunity of like a subcommunity or something. Get it down to like a kind of syndicate or something, like a mafia level.
A sub community.
Does anyone else want to come up and just have some banter with us about NFTs? Let me know and I'll let you up, and it's an open forum for anyone who wants to just participate.
Hey, I better head up. I've got to start making dinner for the kids. Wife's out of town. So it was really good chatting with you guys, getting to know you. And I'll definitely get in the Discord and start connecting with the community.
For sure, man. I'm probably going to get in there and get to work on your profile, as you've, you know, confirmed to everyone on Spaces that you have the trait. So I'll get in there and we'll bypass Starry Bot somehow and get you in. So next time you show up, maybe you'll be in the community already.
Right on, man. Appreciate it.
Glad that you got back to us and noticed my tweet, Wolfman. I can already welcome you to our community.
Yeah, I love it. Very exciting. Glad we guys could have you. Cheers. Take care.
Cheers.
Cheers. And actually, that's also a call for me, because I also gotta get to my wife. No. Gotta get back to her. She's been missing me already.
Yeah, I feel that. I jumped on here and I announced to my family that give me 30 minutes.
Yeah, exactly. That's what we've been talking about. Like, well, just 30 minutes and that's it. Not just catch up on the week, but
when we start
talking.
As a recap, we had the creator of Traders in here. We had Finn from Terra Spaces. We had Wolfman from...
Absolutely. Exciting people.
Yeah,
always good to learn from them.
Brilliant. And I'm so glad that everyone jumped in. And, you know, everyone give us a follow. And if you want to jump in and speak next time or join the network, you know where to find us.
Yeah. All right, guys. Have a nice weekend and see you. See you all on Stargate. Bye.
Bye, everyone.
Thanks for checking out another episode of The Ether. That was NFT Banter, hosted by The Network, recorded on Saturday, August 13th. 2022. For TerraSpaces.org, I'm Finn. Thanks for listening.
Sipping on a little bit of sin I've been giving. Try to keep it written down so it feels like I've been living. I've been realizing a minute reality ain't got limits. Going out my fucking mind, testing out the physics, stretching out the distance. For instance, let me be specific. The risk is hedge funding the business, betting on the difference, ingesting all the research, sleeping through the rebirth, sliding out feet first. Sleep tight, little dreamer. Early to bed, early to rise with a rugged ass demeanor. Taking beats to the cleaners. You know I love my t-shirts and the people who support my little dream here. Transparent cows, I gotta steer clear. 2020 going down is one fucking weird year. Take a second look around, the psyops is winning. Set the table, we just biopsy dinner.
Now I'm gonna react to that and act like I'm telling you a personal anecdote. Something to break the tension, something to endear myself a little bit, something kind of embarrassing. And you guys are gonna make an awe sound. It's true. It really happened.
They got a tracker in the phone, tracking everywhere we go. And it's fine. mind if I don't know? I already sold my soul, getting ready, rock and roll. Tip the first domino, feeling up, I'm in a bowl. With these avalanche flows, stop and rest on the road. Gotta get where I'm going, and the rest of y'all know that we hit the ground soaring. I'll be coming for the fuckers that be summoning the trouble. Running on the double while I'm handing out the W's. Putting wins on the board every fucking day. They love me on the team because I know my fucking place. Better get in where you fit in, I'm delivering the meaning. I inherited the demons, always sneaky, never seen them. If I'm breathing, I'm reading, I'm not even being conceited. I need to see for myself if you think that I'm believing. It's the season of reason, y'all be seizing the research. I'm receiving the meaning, that shit's called teamwork.
It's not so much as so little has to do with what everything is. But it is within our self-interest to understand the topography of our lives unto ourselves. The future states that there is no time other than the collapsation of that sensation of the mirror of the memories in which we are living. Common knowledge, but important nonetheless.
Channel spaces.